We are in Simin Kuf Nun Dalid. We're up to Sif Yud Beis, and what we will be doing from Yud Beis through Yud Dalid. Achbar Shenimsa B'Shemen Shel Beis HaKnesses. If a mouse is found in the oil of the shul, Im Hum Ma'us, if it is something disgusting, meaning if you wouldn't eat that, you wouldn't use that for food, Asur L'Hadliko B'Beis HaKnesses, you are also not allowed to use it in the shul. The pasuk refers to that of hakriver nolafecha secha hayirzecha ayisa panecha. You wouldn't bring it. You wouldn't use such a thing for any prominent person. So certainly you don't bring that to Hashem. If this oil is mixed with other oil in a way that you have shishim against it, the Mishtabur brings down a machlokis. If you could be makel, if there's bittel b'shishim in shem and mos. And all of these halachas, the halach of Shem and Moz, because of the mouse, applies also to Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Sif Yud Gimel. Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses Mutter Likros La'oro. The light of the Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to learn using it. This is not like Ner Chanukah where there's an Isser L'Ishtamesh so that everyone should recognize it was Litla Mitzvah only. Here, the actual purpose of having Ner Beis HaKnesses is in order for people to use it. Now, you are allowed to use it for any kind of mitzvah. As far as using it for a dvar chol, you're not allowed to. The minig is that if you have money that was collected for the shemen of the shul, it could be used for a dvar chol also. Dvar chol meaning something that's some kind of mitzvah. So the minig used to be that on Motzoi Shabbos, you see, during the week they used to daven Minchah and Maariv early so that they can get back when it was still light outside. In the dark, there were no street lights, and it was really pitch black. On Motzoi Shabbos, they wouldn't daven early. They wouldn't want people to end Shabbos early. So what they used to do was daven on time, and then the gabbai would give out little lanterns for people to go home in. Use their light to walk home. And they would use oil that was collected by the gizber for the sake of the shul. So it's understood that when the money was collected, al-das came, that is permissible. Further, Yud Dalid, Eimad likin ner shel hedyot min ner shel beis haknesses. You're not allowed to go light a personal fire from the light of the shul. V'yesh mishom erdani milibot shedolkel mitzvason. That's only, some say that this is only while they're burning because you want them to burn in shul. When you're about to blow them out, meaning you no longer need them for the shul, so there's no purpose in their burning there, they're no longer in their mitzvah. The minig is that litzorah gadol, we light from that anyway. It could be that that's a tnai bezdin. Anything that has kedusha, that the minig is to use it for edvar chol, that's because of lev bezn masna alehem. Now, the reason why you couldn't light a ner hedyot from it is because they have kedushas beis haknesses, ner mitzvah. You could light from them Shabbos candles, ner Chanukah. The reason why when you're about to put it out, the Mechaber says that you're allowed to use it, it's no worse than Ner Chanukah after the shir. Lighting a pipe that someone wants to smoke, that's the case mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, he says is usser. What's interesting is with regard to a candle that is lit for a yard site candle, that has no kedusha whatsoever. Allah is meikar adin, although it sounds disrespectful, meikar adin, one can light a pipe from it. You should not take the ner of the Beis HaKnesses to look for money. But if you think there is actually a thief hiding somewhere in the shul, you could go look for it. The Mishnah Berurah says that based on the Ramah that our minig is to use it for any kind of tzorach gadol, this may also be a tzorach gadol if you're looking for your money. Ner shel havdalah, a havdalah candle. While it's burning for the sake of havdalah, you use it for nothing else. Whereas, after you're done with Havdalah, the halacha is you could use it for something else.